Canada.
Hey, Tori, now that the Cabrera signing is official, how do you envision him using him in the field and in your lineup?
Probably move around a little first, a little third, and a little bit of second base. And we know that his primaries are the corner, infield spots, and we'll just lean on him for the consistency that he's shown throughout the course of his career. He's been an unbelievable performer. He's been an unbelievable teammate, leader inside of the clubhouse, and I'm not looking for that to change. As far as how I'm going to diagram the lineup and where he's going to fit in, I haven't quite got there. I don't know yet. But I'm going to watch and evaluate and see where everybody's at and start to get down into that lineup question. I'm sure at some or that lineup thought sometime towards the end of spring training. But he's going to be counted on to help us win some baseball games.
Tori, I lost you at the beginning of that. You say mostly third and some second. Is that right?
Well, I think the primaries are the corners and a little bit of second base as well. Correct. So we know that he can play three positions very, very well, but we want to get him here and see how he feels and see what his actions look like, and then we'll make some firmer decisions moving down the road.
Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Tori. We talked to Cattell just a little while ago, and he mentioned that hand issue that he had may have played a big role in why his numbers weren't quite as good as they were in 2019. Was that your impression last year? And what do you see for him going forward this year?
Yeah, look, those are the things that happen to a lot of athletes during the course of a season where something is a little naggy. It's not necessarily enough to shut you down, but it was something that he had to monitor. But in true Cattell fashion, he fought and gave us everything that he could possibly give us, despite not feeling 100%. So do I think it has something to do with his swing from the left-hand side? Perhaps, yes. But I know that he's poised and ready, super excited to be here, and ready to turn the page on what happened last year and have a very healthy 21.
Mike,
Sorry, with the Cabrera signing, is there a chance to see more of maybe Andy Young, Wyatt Matheson in the outfield?
Perhaps. Yes, we've spoken to those players about the potential for that to happen. And yeah, it's you're probably plugging and playing the game the way we do, have the conversations that we have. You can see that there's different needs for different guys in different positions. And we want to make sure that we complement our lineup the best way that we know how. And that includes asking these guys to be versatile, give them an opportunity to get in the lineup when normally they wouldn't be able to. And we want to identify those guys and target them as the right guys that would be able to do it and play solid defense out there. So, yes, those are discussions that we've been having.
Jack Sellers.
Tori, with back to Asdrubal Cabrera specifically, do you anticipate using him more heavily against right-handed or left-handed pitching?
Oh man, I don't know that answer right now. I know that he is a solid at bat from both sides of the plate. I know certain seasons at certain times it's ebbed and flowed in different directions, but we'll figure that out. It's just day one of camp. And trying to figure out how the guys are going to mix and match through the course of the season. We haven't quite had those conversations yet, but we do as a staff. We sit down, we talk about it, we talk about how the guys look and what they've done and how they're feeling, and we will start to have those conversations and get deeper into camp.
Mark Brown.
Thanks, Keith. Tori, we've talked about Cattell's versatility in the outfield and outfield. Where would he have the greatest impact on your team? I really don't want to put you on the spot, but in terms of his value and his contribution to the team, where would he have the greatest impact on your team?
I don't know that answer. Some days I feel like, Gold Glove center fielder, or Gold Glove second baseman. I think his versatility, to answer your question, I think his versatility is going to enable us to have the most competitive lineup on the field each night that's going to allow us to score the most runs. So I like the idea of his versatility enabling us to do so with a plug-and-play type of situation with perfect matchups for different guys at different spots. So he, because of that versatility, he gives us that advantage. So as I'm thinking through it selfishly, probably being a little bit versatile throughout the lineup or throughout our defensive alignment is probably something that gives us a chance to win a game, and I'm always going to choose that.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Mike Farron.
I'm not going to let you get away that easy.
Mike Farron in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Question number two.
Torrey, you've talked, I know, a couple of times about the difficulty with connecting with players over the last season because of some of the rules and restrictions. What are you doing differently in spring to try and connect with guys, knowing that you still have some of those social distancing guidelines in place?
Yeah, good question. I'm not breaking any of the protocols, that's for sure. If I get inside of that 6 to 10 foot area that I'm in and out, but I'm just kind of migrating into their space and on the field outside. Getting into the clubhouse and sitting down inside the clubhouse was not a possibility last year, and that's where I do spend some time connecting with the guys. And early on, I was a little hesitant to bring guys into my office because it was a closed environment, but I started to towards the back half because I was learning a little bit about the virus, and some of the safety protocols allowed me to do that. But it can be challenging, period, because, everybody's got a schedule, but I'm trying to get outside of my own personal schedule and spend time in their space. And for right now, that's out on the field where it's a little bit more open and gives me more opportunity.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, sorry to kind of keep hammering away on this topic. I know you're probably getting a little tired of the questions on it, but in discussion with Cattell just now, he said that he hasn't had any discussions yet with the coaches specifically about, where he's expected to be positioned. And you've used the term plug and play. And I think it's fairly evident what your intentions are there. Is there any concern of a disconnect with him? Because he also kind of indicated a preference that he'd like to play a specific position. He's got a personal goal of winning a gold glove. And he can't do that, obviously, if he's bounced around to multiple positions. So when do you plan on talking to him? And is that something that you feel like you need to further address with him as far as, making sure that his mindset's good?
Yeah, very fair question. Very fair question. I always like to let the athletes know first. Last week we dove into this topic a tiny bit. And I said that I hadn't had a chance to talk to Cattell. We've just had very basic conversation with him, but we've yet to have anything formalized. We just tell him, what works best for Cattell is we tell him kind of what we're thinking through the whole process. He likes to know that information. We certainly have been keeping him abreast as to what we're thinking. But as far as the sit-down conversation with him and getting his input, and then when we finally figure out what the plan is, he's right. We have not had that yet, and we're still gathering information, but we've had some very basic conversations about what some of our thoughts are, but nothing has been written in stone. And this may be a fluid situation for some time. We all need to be a little bit patient through this and understand that there's some flexibility here. We have a lot of different plans in place, but we need to sit down and talk to Cattell and get his input as well.
Okay, thank you.
Steve Gilbert.
What was your message to the guys today? I guess it's the first time you've had a chance to speak to the whole squad. So, kind of, what was your general theme?
I guess the main theme, that's really as far as I want to go, was putting the team above yourself, and that's always a very common theme for me because I want us to play as one unit, and when we do, we're a pretty special group.
All right, that's it for Tori. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, you guys.